2 weeks ago, we were celebrating the glorious statement of Jesus, "I have come that you may have life and have it to the full." So how is it going? How are you experiencing life to the full in this time of lockdown? I admit to a great sadness on Sunday night when it became apparent with the Prime Minister's announcement that it's going to be a long time until Jenny and I can see and hold our grandchildren. As good as it is chatting with Keris on WhatsApp, Jenny's phone, of course, my Nokia doesn't seem to be up to it, and also seeing five-month-old Arlo beam at us, and he does, he smiles at us as we gaze at him. In spite of this, there's a great sense that we are missing something so very, very precious in these formative weeks and months. And of course, the pain is replicated and magnified across the country, the whole world. And the pain is so much deeper and greater for so many who've lost so much and are losing so much. I pray we are learning never again. Never again will we leave ourselves so vulnerable to threat to what is most precious in our lives. Never again will we think we can live carelessly in relation to nature with impunity. Never again will we ignore warnings that world pandemic was inevitable with the lifestyles that we chose to have. Never again will we ignore the warnings that climate change is on course to cause still yet greater worldwide devastation. I pray that we are learning that the only way to live is one where all are able to live simply and sustainably. I pray that we are learning to live where the absolute focus is on love, love for God, love for neighbour. And I pray that as we do this, we are truly finding God's purpose for our existence, a purpose that will be fulfilled tomorrow in the glory of the new heaven and the new earth, the hope of heaven that is the end point of time. And just note key things to celebrate about this hope of heaven. Heaven exists. There will be a time when the travails of this world are over. Heaven is possible because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But heaven is not a paradise that God just gives us after this life is done. God brings heaven by his grace and love, but with judgment too. And heaven and this world, this life, are inextricably linked together. We are to learn to live in this life, this world, the ways that make for heaven. God has entrusted mankind in being co-workers to bring the glory of heaven. God's purposes will be fulfilled through glorious mankind, whilst refining away all of the selfishness, base evil, and plain foolishness of mankind. And we are called to live in this tomorrow, heaven, to live as citizens of heaven, Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. To live in this tomorrow is the key to experiencing fullness of life today. So let's reflect more about heaven and how we live today. Let's see the hope of heaven in Christ Jesus, see the glory of heaven, and see the way to heaven through Christ Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Of course, we surely know that there is a heaven, an existence beyond this life. We know deep within our souls that we are made for more than this world, this life. The writer of Ecclesiastes opined, "God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men." And C.S. Lewis talked about echoes of another world that we hear and sense. And he said, "There may be natures piled upon natures, each supernatural to the one beneath it. We dimly understand, but we surely sense." Jez, in a Life in Lockdown interview a couple of weeks ago, referred positively to me occasionally going off-piste to talk about parallel universes. Well, I do so again, for heaven can surely be one of these other dimensions that quantum physics may be starting to unveil. Heaven exists. Let's get on with it and live in its reality. Jesus speaks of this heaven in the gospel reading today. "In my Father's house are many rooms. I go and prepare a place for you. Heaven made possible by the shattering implications of the death and resurrection of Jesus. As St. Paul writes, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If the dead are not raised, then Christ Jesus has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. But as St. Paul declares, Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. And so there is the sure hope of our resurrection, the sure hope of heaven. And what glory there is in this heaven that awaits, again, we can only know dimly. St. Paul again says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human mind has conceived the things God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. We see dimly, but we can know the main elements. They are there in the reading we heard from the book of Revelation and generally through that glorious book. In heaven, God is absolutely at the center. There is a constant worship of the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. God is seen and known. Heaven is a perfect marriage of God and mankind, living in utter harmony with one another and with all nature. It is a place of shared abundance, of beauty, of feasting and celebration. Heaven is a city, a beautiful city. The Garden of Eden has become enriched and blessed with all human achievement. Heaven is a place of perfection, where sin, death, and the devil are no more. In heaven, love is indeed fulfilled, love for God and love for one another. And so this is how we are to seek to live today as citizens of heaven, knowing that heaven is our home. We are to make then God the center of our lives, to seek to live in harmony with him, one another, and nature, celebrating and sharing with all the abundance that we have. We will seek to build the city of God. We will cherish and give resources to invest in what is most vital. And surely we do know what is most vital for the good life, for simple sustainability, for all to share in the abundance. We need industry and commerce to bring the prosperity that we have focused on good housing, food, clothing, education, health, security, the arts, physical activity, the development of science and technology, community. All these things make for the harmony of heaven, the city of God. And again to say, we will seek to do all of this through vital industry and commerce that brings prosperity, but we will seek to do it simply and sustainably. We will not rest until we have built Jerusalem here and for all around the world. And so our priorities will be to seek to become holy, good, pure, kind and generous. We truly will make love the focus of our lives. And of course, for all of this, again, we need a saviour. We need Jesus, the way, the truth and the life. None of us could survive the judgment that must come at the end times in our own strength or merits. I know if I were to go to heaven today unrefined, I would soon mess it up, and so would you. So imperfect, so unloving I am, we are. We need the Saviour Jesus, who is able through his sacrifice to bring us to God. And of course then, as we believe in Christ Jesus, as we put our trust and hope in him, we are confronted and empowered to live and be like him. We follow his way of humility and service. We live in his truth, and we seek to receive all of his life by the filling of the Holy Spirit. I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. God did not make this world and our lives and the world's existence of billions of years. He did not make this just as a pastime before we get on with the glories of eternal life, heaven. How we live today and the wonders of heaven tomorrow are inextricably linked together. There will be no heaven tomorrow until we learn to live well today. Learning to live simply and sustainably is not just about making a better world today. It is about fulfilling our God-given purpose. To do just what he asked us to do from the beginning, to love him and love our neighbour. There will be much refining of mankind to do before we truly learn to do this. But we can rejoice that because God wills it, heaven will come. Heaven is our home. May we live in this hope for tomorrow, living well today, to truly know fullness of life in Christ. Amen. Amen.